A member of the Syrian National Council in Moscow, Mahmoud Al-Hamza, told journalists in a press conference that he is pessimistic of the International Geneva II conference, scheduled for 22nd of January. He said that not enough foundations are laid for the dialogue between the Syrian government and the opposition.
There are still no real conditions for this conference to take place. The date might be postponed or it might not take place at all. The international community wants to fight against terrorism, but they haven't created conditions for this conference.
This is while the UN chief Ban Ki-moon has said that the conference will take place as scheduled. The Russian Foreign Ministry has emphasized that the Syrian government should provide the names of those who are going to participate in the conference. The Foreign Ministry says that it hopes that the Syrian opposition will follow suit and will form a representative delegation to attend the upcoming International Peace Conference. Russia has even invited representatives of the Syrian National Coalition to come to Moscow for pre-Geneva II talks. However, the opposition says that while it has accepted Russian Foreign Minister's invitation to Moscow, the meeting is unlikely to take place until after 7th of January, when the coalition holds a meeting in Istanbul on its participation in Geneva II talks.
The coalition would like to come to Moscow, but after all the conditions have been met. The coalition is waiting for positive changes in Russia's position towards what's happening in Syria.
The Syrian National Council says that it approves the idea of a peace conference in principle, but says there are other forces in Syria who oppose it. Julia Lubova, Press TV, Moscow.